New business poised to open at familiar location. By Andrew Alonzo. When Sonia Stump Photography closed its doors last year at 135 West 1st Street, many wondered what would take its place in the historic building it had occupied for 23 years. We need wonder no longer. Wine tasting room and restaurant Grafted Cellars Winery is set to open soon at the Village location. Owned by Claremont residents Ryan Adele and Whitney Hale, the new location is an expansion to the owner's original tasting room in Vista, California, and will offer patrons original alcoholic beverages in addition to pizzas, charcuterie, small bites, and salads. Adele said,
"We had the inventory already, and the tasting room that we have right now is in a kind of like a business area, so there's not a lot of foot traffic."
Hale, a 2010 Claremont High graduate, added,
"I'm just excited to open up. Honestly, yeah. Claremont especially is very much about that, about supporting local, about supporting the mom and pops, and so that's really what we are."
Hale and Adele, who were married in 2022, bought Grafted Cellars from its previous owners early that year. When they took over, the couple had a wine club of about 200 people. Their wines are made and bottled at the Vista location, with grapes sourced from Oregon's Willamette Valley and Sonoma, Paso Robles, Temecula, and Santa Barbara in California. Adele said,
"We tend to, at the very least, get sustainable grapes, if not organic or biodynamic."
Grafted Cellars makes about 40 wines and will offer about half of those at its Claremont location. In terms of beer, Adele said,
"Belgian white, an IPA, like a hazy IPA, and then probably a rotating seasonal handle."
Yeah.
And we'll also do sangrias on tap, so a white and a red.
The brews served come from Ogopogo Brewing, which is owned by Adele and a group of friends. Adele is a former professional baseball player who played in the minor leagues of the Cleveland Guardians, Oakland Athletics, and Philadelphia Phillies organizations. His brewing journey began after the end of his baseball career in 2012. As they have readied the new business for opening day, the couple say Claremont's reception has been warm.
"People that pass by, you know, they always ask, oh my God, when are you going to be open?"
The owners are eager to open and are already planning for future Meet the Winemaker and Blending Course events. Hale said,
"You know, there's nothing like this around. For whatever reason, in LA County, there's no, like, winery tasting room in, like, a 30-mile radius. Like, until you get Malibu, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, even if you go in the other direction towards San Bernardino. I want to open up wine and, like, wine drinking to every generation. Because I think there is still this, like, this preconceived notion that, like, wine is, like, an uptight, kind of snooty sort of thing. You know what I mean? You walk into a winery, you might feel like underdressed because everyone's like looking down at you. But like, I'm trying to make it a more of a level playing field. I'm trying to make wine a lot more approachable, a lot more down to earth, a lot more friendly. And I plan to staff in that way too, where like everyone treats you like family."
Grafted Cellars is set to open as soon as it passes final inspections. Hale said Tuesday,
"You know, we're chug-a-lugging along. So hopefully we can get inspections done either end of this week or next week. Hopefully we pass. And hopefully we can do a soft opening towards the end of this month or the beginning of August."
For more information, visit GraftedCellarsWinery.com. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.
First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.